of some and to the dismay of others. You're stuck with me again tonight. This is Mark Len. I'm filling in for our good friend Michael Collins Piper. I just spoke with Mike a little less than an hour ago. He is back safe and sound in Washington, D.C. No, he has not been captured and dragged off Tel Aviv. And no, he had nothing to do with the capture of Christopher Bullin, who we are now being told by a certain duo who has been kidnapped by Michael Chertoff and is in the process right now of being tortured in Tel Aviv. Mike's in good spirits, and he's glad to be home, and he wanted me to convey to everybody that he'll be ready to roll on Monday. We don't have any guests tonight. My good friend Hisham Talawi was busy at the office, and he said while he could help out, at the same time it would be a very distracting thing. There would be a lot of noise in the background from customers and things like that. So I'm afraid, ladies and gentlemen, it's just going to be you and me tonight. So we are going to have open phones. I'm going to discuss a few items that are going on in the news. But for the most part, I'm going to kind of let you have your way tonight with me, so to speak. Last night's program ended on something of a contentious note. One of the callers took issue with Hisham about the religion of Islam, and I got a chance to speak with her after the program at length. And she's a good friend of mine, by the way, Rita from Texas. She's a fine woman. Spoken with her many times, and she has a good heart. A lot of us who have good hearts, nevertheless, folks, sometimes we suffer from certain programs that have been installed in our thinking that lead us to react to certain things when we think that something is being said, when in actuality it is not. This is something that I have dealt with many times myself, particularly among fellow Christians of mine. Of my acquaintance. And so one of the things that I would encourage everybody these days, especially difficult days in which we find ourselves today, is that we have to keep an open mind as much as possible. Obviously, we know that there are certain things that there is no negotiation with in terms of them being the truth or not the truth. But at the same time, you know, one of the things that I told Rita last night is that as we've heard many times, the Lord works in mysterious ways. And it may very well be that one of the things that we are being called to do, and by we, I don't just mean our little ragtag group of freedom fighters, as we envision ourselves, but all of Western civilization that really is in very, very serious danger these days. It may very well be that one of the things that we are being called to do is to form alliances with people that normally we would not consider forming alliances with, such as those in the Muslim world. Certainly this sounds unusual, but one of the things that I explained to Rita last night off the air was that, you know, at one time the Roman Empire was persecuting the Christian church, or this nascent revolutionary movement known as Christianity. And within a couple of hundred years, Christianity and Rome had merged themselves into what we call today the Western world, and it's just something to think about, that the Lord indeed works in mysterious ways, and so we have to keep that in mind and not concentrate so much on our differences as much as we do concentrate on those things that where we can find common ground. And so that's one of the things that I would like for you to keep in mind as we continue tonight's conversation. This is Mark Glenn filling in for Michael Collins Piper. We'll be right back after these messages.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Gentlemen, it is Friday evening, August the 10th. I remember that today was August the 10th because it is the birthday of my second child, Kara, who turned 13 today. I have two teenagers now. I never envisioned the day would come that I would have gray hair and eight kids, two of which now who are teenagers. And, you know, it just goes to show you folks that you know, when you look back at where you were 2 years ago or 5 years ago or 10 years ago, and then you chart the course of your life and the things that you've done and learned in that time, you often wind up in places that you never would have imagined you would have wound up. I never would have imagined that I would have been lucky enough to meet this beautiful young woman in college who would foolishly, for her sake, to agree to become my wife and to give me eight children. I would never have imagined that I would have been lucky enough to have this happen to me, but yet it did. My point in bringing this up is to reiterate what I was saying before, which is we never know what is coming down the pike for us tomorrow. It could be good things, it could be bad things, but the fact of the matter is that nothing really, except for very few things, are set in stone. We have to keep an open mind about these things. Sometimes, as I said, sometimes our destinies are such that we find ourselves doing things that we never would have imagined doing. That's just the nature of being a good, obedient soldier to a higher power. When you get an order, you don't question it. You just say, yes, sir, and you carry that order out. And so we have to keep that in mind as we go through this. Sometimes, as I say, we find ourselves making unusual alliances and doing unusual things in order to achieve victory. Keep in mind our own revolution, ladies and gentlemen, Americans. When we were fighting the British, we had on our side helping us the Spanish and the French, who in the previous war, meaning the French and Indian War, they were our enemies, you see. And make no mistake about it, we could not have won that war had it not been for the assistance of these allies who previously had been our enemies. I have a few comments to make about some news that's going on out there, and then I'm going to head right to the phone. Read a very interesting article today that was published on the Philadelphia Daily News website, written by one Stu Bykofsky. And the title of his piece was called "To Save America, We Need Another 9/11." And in this piece, this individual is lamenting the fact that America is fragmented, that America can't seem to get its act together with regards to this war, and that the best thing that America needs right now is another event such as what took place on 9/11, where 3,000 Americans were killed. Now, interestingly enough, folks, this piece is not written in a tongue-in-cheek fashion. And as I was reading this, I was reminded of the section of that now infamous document associated with Project the New American Century, where it talks about rebuilding America's defenses and that the United States needed another catalyzing event such as what took place on Pearl Harbor that unified the nation, focused the energies and the resources of the nation towards a common goal. And interestingly enough, in this piece, this writer actually does reference Pearl Harbor and the unity of the United States back after December 7th of 1941. Now, my reason for bringing this up is that we, at least those of us who are paying attention to what's going on in the news these days, we're being fed a lot of this stuff. We're being fed that, you know, Iran is the next threat. Iran's going to have to be dealt with. Russia, of course, is on the back burner, but we are still dealing with her on a daily basis. We've got some real nuts in charge of the asylum right now, ladies and gentlemen. These are very serious times. This is one of the things that I find the most distressing about living in this country in this day and age, which is that we really are in very serious times, but yet very few people are aware of this. If I had gone through the streets of New York or wherever, anywhere in the United States, on September the 10th of 2001, and told everybody that a cataclysmic event was going to take place the very next day, more than likely I would have had some nice uniformed officials pick me up and take me to the nearest insane asylum, right? But nevertheless, this is the way that it is historically with all so-called doomsayers. They are rejected and they are neglected and ridiculed until something goes bad. And what I'm saying is, and I know to a certain degree I am preaching to the choir here because I assume that most of the people listening to this program tonight are on the same page with regards to what's going on and what is very likely to take place. But nevertheless, even as prepared as we imagine ourselves being, we never can be too prepared. And I'm not talking about going out and buying your guns and buying your ammo and stocking up on food and all the rest of it. I'm talking about preparing yourself mentally folks, because I can guarantee you that as much as we may envision having figured out what our enemy is planning to do, I guarantee you he has a few tricks up his sleeve that we probably are not prepared for. And this, you know, we see that this took place when on the night when Jesus was predicting that he was going to be betrayed. And his apostles said, "No, Lord, we would never abandon you. We would never abandon the cause. We will fight with you even unto death." And later that night, they all abandoned him, and I think in large part because they had an idea of what was going to be taking place that night that differed from what actually took place. You remember that Peter was all ready to fight. He drew his sword when Jesus was seized, and he said, "Shall I strike now, Lord?" And he cut off the ear of the servant. And Peter was basically asking, "Is this it, Lord? Is this when the balloon goes up?" And then when Jesus told him to put his sword away, Peter was quite perplexed by this. And I think that this was what led the apostles towards fleeing, because events turned out to be completely different than what they imagined that they were going to be. And so what I'm saying to you folks out there is that right now, while we do have this period, this calm before the storm, I think that we need to prepare ourselves psychologically, emotionally, intellectually, spiritually, whatever, and not assume that things are going to take place in exactly the same way we envision they're going to, because remember that surprise is the most important part of any victory in any battle, and I guarantee you that our enemy is well aware of this and that he plans to use it. So anyway, those are my words of wisdom that I'm going to impart upon you since this is the last night that I'll be with you. For now, I'm going to give my voice a rest, and I'm going to bring up some of the callers that we have. We have three of them right now. And let's see, we have good old Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up.
Mark, are you there?
I'm always here, Jim.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately for you, fortunately for the listeners, but you are here, as I predicted you would be, because Mike would be a complete fool, which he isn't, had he come back for one lousy night rather than stick it to you for the extra night. So, and no offense to Mike, but Mike's not a fool. So,
No, he's not.
you do a hell of a job. But to get back to what you were talking about, that our enemies, so to speak, they have everything. You know, they do things too much by half, so to speak. They think that they can predict what everybody will do, what everybody will think, and they've been successful so far in the last 120 years or so forth, that they think that they can't lose. And that, you know, it's called overreach, which we all know they always do. They thought the same thing in Spain in the 1480s, 1490s. We can't overreach. We're controlling the whole bit. They threw them out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the other thing that I did plan on bringing up tonight, Jim, which is that there have been lots of situations in the past where it looked like the game was up. For example, Washington and his troops just prior to the Battle of Trenton, he was just a few days away from losing his entire army, and because he took a gamble and attacked the town of Trenton where the Hessians were staying and achieved a great victory, this one event saved the entire nation, the American nation. And you know what the one thing was that led to that victory, Jim? And I'm just asking you rhetorically. There was a note that had been written to the Hessian colonel who was stationed at the town of Trenton, and it was a warning to this colonel saying that the Americans were going to attack in the morning, but the colonel was too drunk to read the note, and because of that he allowed his soldiers to get drunk that night and they slept too late. Hear that music? We're going to be back in a couple of minutes. Jim, hang on the line, okay? We'll be right back.
stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mark Glenn filling in for Michael Collins Piper. You know, just to show you folks about how things happen that you never anticipated happening in a certain way. If somebody had asked me a year ago, "You think you'll ever be sitting in for Mike Piper?" I'd say absolutely not. If somebody had asked me 2 or 3 years ago, "Would you find yourself being friends with the kind of people that you've gotten to know in the last couple of years," I would say, not a chance. You know, this reminds me of something that Jesus told us, and I know that I'm sure that there are plenty of you out there who get tired of hearing me talk about Jesus all the time, but, you know, I, as much as it may sound like I'm a religious man, I'm really not that religious. I happen to hold Jesus in the highest regard because I think he was a really smart guy, and I think he had some really smart things to say. But one of the things that he did say is that he said, "God will not leave any of us orphans." Now, we think of orphans as being people without parents, but you have to remember that to the people in that region at that time, being an orphan meant much more. It meant not having anyone around you, any extended family, you see. And so whereas a lot of us have lost family and friends that we've known literally all our lives, at the same time, we've replaced those with the good friends that we have made through our association in this truth movement, or as Mike would call it, this non-movement that we have. But anyway, Jim, you were in the middle of something extremely profound, as usual.
Well, I don't know how profound it is, because I don't like to consider myself profound. I just say things the way I see them. But, you know, if you like it, fine. If you don't like it, that's fine, too. And you can throw me off the air at any moment. All you do is have your producer come on and says, don't ever call again, and I won't. No big deal. But the thing is, I kind of try and seek the truth. And there's one thing, I know nothing about religion. I'm not a religious fellow. The last time I was in church was in 1956, and you weren't even born.
That's right.
So, you know, I could care less about the church, but I value the truth. And the truth, Jesus was all about the truth. From what I understand, he wanted the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He didn't want, you know, the truth is you're a nest of vipers, and your father is a father of lies. And that's all you are, is a bunch of lying vipers. That's what he told them, because that was how he seen the truth.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, unfortunately, Jim, far too often, particularly among the Christians, this is something that people have forgotten about, is that this war between Jesus and his enemy, it played a central part in the whole formation of this thing that we call Christianity. So much so that without it, it would leave the salt out of the recipe, you see. If it had not been for this war between Jesus and his enemies, there would have not been this thing known as the crucifixion. And just like my mother always says, and another profound person, my mother, she says that if you want to understand truth, study the crucifixion, because all truth can be found in that. You have all of the elements of humanity in that. You have hope. You have betrayal, you have hatred, you have forgiveness, all of these things, all of the whole spectrum of what it means to be a human being you will find in the crucifixion. And so I couldn't agree with you more, Jim, as usual, but then you and I rarely disagree, do we?
Well, yeah, but and I will never disagree with Eustace Mullins in one of his books, which I've never read, but I've heard quoted, that he described in ancient times, the earliest description he ever heard of the Jews was cutthroat bandits from across the river. That was what they were named, and I assume it was the Jordan River. I don't know. You know, the river that runs, I think it's a Jordan River, that runs between Israel and Jordan. But, you know, I could be wrong on that, but I'm wrong on a lot of things. But they were described as cutthroat bandits from across the river, according to Eustace Mullins. And I will never doubt anything Eustace Mullins ever said, because this is one brilliant fellow.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jim, listen, I've got a whole truckload of callers waiting to get on here, but I thank you for calling tonight, and I thank you for helping me out for the last three nights that we've been on.
Well, hey, no problem. Anytime. Thank you.
And I'm looking forward to you coming up here in the next month or so, like you promised.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Jim, take care. Okay, we have, I guess it's Ben in Florida. Ben, come on up.
Hey, how you doing, Mark? I met
Fine, how
in
are you?
Washington.
Do you remember meeting me last year in Washington, D.C.?
Do you remember me with my purple heart hat on?
I remember. I recognized your voice. As soon as I heard your voice, I said, that sounds like that old Italian guy who's always calling in on Mike's show.
Right. You know, once I was looking for something in the Bible. I'm not a Bible thumper, nor very, very religious. However, I was looking for the Ten Commandments. And instead I got to the section that was the gospel, with Jesus' sayings. Uh-huh. And at one point he said, there'll be someone, I'm not going to say it verbatim, I know that.
I'll tell you what. Ben, think about what you're going to say and hold off until we get over the break here, and then we'll give you a chance to say it. How's that?
But,
okay, hold on. All right, everybody, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. This is Mark Glenn filling in for the one and only, the great Michael Colin Piper. Stay tuned.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Michael Collins Piper, who, as I said earlier this evening, he is back safe and sound in that hellhole known as Washington, D.C. You know, Mike was out here last month, and we didn't know how well he was going to take to the great wide open wilderness of the Northwest. But once he got out here, it was like he had found paradise. I guess he didn't realize how stressful it is living in Washington, D.C. like that. But you know, he came out. He was feeding the sheep and petting the llamas and talking to the chickens and doing all kinds of things that I guess he never would imagine seeing himself do. But anyway, the good news is, as I said, Mike is back safe and sound in Washington, D.C. I am going to try to drag him out here, though. I think that I probably have a pretty good chance of talking him into letting me build him a house here on our property or something like that. But we'll see. But anyway, just one quick administrative note that I was asked to do for the show tonight. As all of you know, Jack Otto, one of the hosts on RBN, died unexpectedly. And obviously, this was a great loss to RBN, but I was asked to let everyone know that John Statmiller is going to be filling in to tomorrow night on Jack's show from 8 to 10 p.m. So you won't be hearing a repeat or anything like that. John's going to fill in. And also, folks, if you can, you know, if you've got an extra $5 or $10 or something like that, send it RBN's way. They really could use it. You know, I've got 8 kids, and if I were to tell you how what little amount of money I make, you'd never believe that we were able to survive off what I make. But nevertheless, when I can, I send a couple of bucks to RBN and to other causes. And so this is one of the ways that we can fight this thing and hold this movement together. Just a couple of bucks. I mean, you'd be surprised. You know, a couple of bucks here and a couple of bucks there, what kind of a difference it can make. So anyway, let's see. Ben, we were in the middle of something extremely important when we were interrupted.
Okay, yeah. I was thumbing through the Bible looking for something else. I would think I was just looking for the Ten Commandments when I stumbled on the Gospel of Christ. And here's what I read. I think I can remember verbatim. Christ says, there will be one after me, further to the east, at which time no one will know me, and he will be known as the teacher. You following this?
Yes.
And I assumed that to mean Muhammad. Mm-hmm. He was known as the teacher, and no one would know Christ at the time because he'd be dead long enough.
Well, I have run into that passage, and, you know, obviously we have to be careful because, you know, the languages that a lot of these things were written in, a lot of people don't speak them anymore. And so as they go from language to language to language, oftentimes they lose a lot of their meaning. However, I do, like you, Ben, I do find that extremely interesting, particularly in that you know, the case could be made that Jesus was talking about what would happen to the people of the desert with regards to the religion of Islam.
Right.
So,
yeah.
As I said earlier tonight, we have to, you know, we have to, as much as possible, obviously we don't want to go overboard, but we have to keep an open mind. Look, the fact of the matter is this. Right now, the Muslims, they're fighting to save their societies and to save their women and children from having to go through the same thing that has destroyed our own culture and our own society. And for that reason alone, you know what? I don't care if they worship salamanders, okay? If they're out there fighting the same fight that I am with regards to keeping their societies safe and sane, then, you know, I mean, as the old saying goes, in the desert, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah. Well, to me, there's no greater evil on the face of the earth than war. I was 18 years old. I was lying bleeding to death almost on a hill in Italy. Mm-hmm. And if I don't ever have to kill another human being for the rest of my life, I'll be the happiest guy in the world. That is not fun and games to see a guy's legs fail and you have to give him the coup de grace because you're a scout, second scout, in fact. Can't leave nobody alive. That's what war is like. It's killing. It's murder. It's the greatest evil on planet Earth. When are we going to wake up?
I agree with you, Ben. Ben, it was good to talk to you again, and I hope to see you sometime soon. You know, I know that Willis Cardo, he's going to wind up having another conference out there in D.C., and when he does, I hope we get together again and we get to throw back a couple of beers.
Yes, sir. Thanks,
all right.
Glenn. Good luck.
All right. Take care, Ben. Okay, we have, it looks like, gosh, it's either Gloria or Joe. I think Joe is next in line. Joe from Pennsylvania. Come on up.
Hi, Mark. As a 16-year-old who's concerned with the state of the world right now, I want to thank you, first off, because your work, especially with Hashem Talawi and, you know, clearing up some misconceptions about Islam, I think is very commendable. Well, and I want to thank you for that. And
thank you. You know, I don't mean to be rude by interrupting, but ever since last winter, I've been trying to get hold of you, or at least wanting to, because I needed some, you know, my daughter, who's about 15, she was listening to you when you would call into Mike's show, and she'd say, my goodness, there's another teenager in America who understands things like I do. So I've been wanting to get hold of you for some time.
Okay, well, I can email you that, I guess, the information to get a hold of me.
Okay.
But I just wanted to say, you know, I've sort of been on break from being involved in the Patriot Movement, if that's what it can be called, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I noticed that all the people who are saying the same things I do, they're the ones that end up, they're just too smart, it seems like, for their teachers and other students, and they get their self in trouble.
Yeah.
I have myself, and I think, you know, it's a really bad situation because people have, you know, slandered me just because I talk about Israel or because I am anti-Zionist, and I just find it interesting that a lot of kids are getting in trouble just because they're speaking out or disagreeing with a teacher at schools or disagreeing with another student, and they're not having a mainstream view. And I've really seen that recently with a lot of kids. So,
well, you know what,
Joe?
It's always been that way, and it probably always will be that way. This is one of the things that we have to remember about human behavior and human nature, which is that it's subject to the laws of inertia, meaning a body at rest tends to stay at rest, and a body at motion tends to stay at motion. And people generally will seek the path of least resistance. Now, it has been a rule of thumb that anybody who comes along and proposes something new is automatically rejected. Okay, but think of where we would be as a species, as a civilization, if it weren't for those people who came forward and said, listen, maybe the world is not flat. Maybe it's round. Maybe the sun doesn't revolve around the earth, but vice versa. You see, maybe it's not a good idea to bleed people when they have sicknesses. Maybe we should study the human body and find out what the real cause of these sicknesses are. So what I'm saying to you is, you know, Jesus said no greater love exists than that a man lay down his life for another man. Now, my wife and I were just talking about this yesterday. You know, just reading it on its face, what it sounds like is that Jesus is saying that no greater love exists than for a person to be willing to die for another person. That's not necessarily true. What it means is no greater love exists on the part of human beings than that they are willing to put aside their cares and their comfort for the benefit of either one person or for all of humanity. And these people throughout our history as a race who have gone against the grain and who have said, listen, I have this crazy idea, okay? Maybe the earth isn't flat, maybe blah, 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 take your pick. These are the people who are responsible for bringing us out of darkness, you see. And so, you know, I was talking to my good friend Mark Dankoff yesterday about this. We may not be able to see the fruit of our labors, right? We may not be able to partake of the bread that we are hoping to create, but we can at least take some type of solace in the fact that we did take part in breaking up the soil and in putting the new seed into that soil so that other people could harvest that wheat and make that bread out of it. And so what I would say to you, Joe, is just keep on doing what you're doing. You know, there's a reason why God plucked you out from the rest of these teenagers and said, no, I don't want you to go get your belly button pierced. I don't want you to get a tattoo. I don't want you to get a nasty word shaved into the back of your head. I want you to use your brain for the benefit of your fellow man. And so as much as a burden as this may be on you, you really should look at it as a blessing.
I do. And there's one more thing real quick I wanted to say.
Sure.
You know, I wouldn't be so aggravated, I think, even if if I had students in my school that were even really pro-Zionist, say, I mean, I'd be better with that than them just not caring. They just don't care.
That's
I'd rather them have a view than not caring and being apathetic. And I hope that can change.
You know, I've got news for you. I'm 40 years old, right? So I've been out of high school for a good 22 years. And you know what? Nobody in my age bracket cares either. They're just as complacent. They're just as unconcerned and just as stupefied as the people in your age group are. So I understand what you're saying. It's a very maddening thing to deal with. But at the same time, you're not alone, like I said. My generation downward really is where the real problems exist. Up here, you know how they talk about the air up here. The air up here is almost as bad as it is down there with your generation. Now, granted, my generation—I mean, we weren't nearly as distracted, I think, as your generation is. But it's still pretty darn bad. I mean, let's look at the results of this. I mean, we're in the middle of this disastrous war.
Well, Mark,
yes.
I just hope that someday we'll find a solution to that apathy. Thank you.
Thank you. It's good talking to you, finally. Okay, let's see. We've got Gloria in New York. Gloria, come on up.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Mark.
How are you?
Am I on the air?
You're on the air.
Okay, thank you. I can barely hear your voice. First off, I was absolutely shocked and brokenhearted about Jack Otto.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, they said he died unexpectedly. What did he die of?
Honestly, I don't know, Gloria. I don't
okay.
know a lot about Jack, so I don't know.
Oh, I used to love his show, and I wrote to him once, and he wrote to me, and I'm just so brokenhearted. Anyway, I know that he is with the Lord Jesus now, and that's what counts.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say that he kind of stole my thunder, the previous caller, that I want to thank you. I love reading your columns in the American Free Press, but I also like how you bring politics and the faith together. And that doesn't happen too often with a lot of people. They're either one side or the other. So you're very unusual, and I appreciate that.
Well, thank you very much, Gloria. As I said the other night, I don't know what the heck I'm doing.
Oh,
I mean, one minute I'm in college, and the next minute I'm married, and I've got 8 kids and a ranch out in North Idaho, and I write these pieces. But honestly, I don't know what I'm doing. I love my family. I love my country.
Amen.
I love my friends, and I want to see what is best for all of us. And all at this point, it really is not an intellectual thing for me. I'm just lashing out, and I think that's what all of us are doing, Gloria.
Yes, yes. And I'm glad you're there.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I listen. I appreciate your comments, and look me up, will you? Let's change some emails or something like that.
Thank you, and God bless you.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
I love women with New York accents. Let me tell you, folks. My wife's family's from New York. And, never mind. We'll go into that another time. Okay, we have up here on the board, I see my good friend Mark Dankoff is waiting to come on. Mark, come on up.
Mark Glenn, how are you tonight?
Talk about a reversed role. It's Friday night. Instead of Friday morning.
Well, I figured that since I stood you up this morning for some pretty good reasons, but nonetheless, I'm calling simply to say that, of course, as you know, my dad fell on the golf course, and he got banged up. I managed to get him to where, he's going to be okay, I think. But then I spent the rest of the day, later in the day, visiting cancer patients. So I've been dealing with doctors in the last 24 hours or so.
Mm-hmm.
And the only outside extracurricular activity that I had today was I did 2 sets of 10 pull-ups just to work off some frustrations. But I wanted to call just to say that Mark Glenn and Father John Martinez do matter to me, by the way, and that Fridays matter to me. We have had more mishaps on Fridays in terms of weather and illness and last-minute shift changes and now these medical catastrophes that I had to go through here in the last 24 hours or so. But Your previous caller was talking about the integration of your political views, Mark, with Christian faith. I think that that's the angle that's so important in regard to what you and Father Martinez bring to the table on my show on Friday mornings, and it's well nigh appreciated.
Well, let me tell you something, Mark. Like I said, I get kind remarks from people a lot. I get unkind remarks from people a lot, too, as you can imagine. But
you send those to me from time to time.
Yeah, and I guarantee you, you're going to get more and more the more you associate with me and have me on your program, I can guarantee you. But the fact of the matter is, and by the way, I appreciate what you're saying. I appreciate all the kind words that everybody has offered. But honestly, it's really not that big a deal. I mean, I don't consider myself to be that intelligent of an individual. I just, like I said, I love my family, I love my friends, I love my country, and I want to do what's right by them. And so anyway, I hear that music, Mark, and I have one more call after you. But listen, I'm sorry we couldn't get together this morning, but we definitely will next week, right?
God willing, we'll be together next Friday morning. Thanks, Mark.
All right, take care, Mark. God bless
you.
And praying to your father. All right, folks, we'll be back in a couple of minutes after these messages.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Ladies and gentlemen, the last few minutes of this Friday broadcast, I'm Mark Glenn, filling in for the great Michael Collins Piper. As I said, Mike will be back with us on Monday, and obviously we're all glad that Mike is back. he doesn't give himself nearly enough credit. Mike doesn't. He has been a source of hope and inspiration and everything else in between for a lot of us. But yet he really doesn't realize it, but he should. We have one more caller tonight, and it is Dan in Minnesota. Dan, come on up.
Hi, Mike. Mark, how are you doing tonight? Oh, I'm doing great. And yourself?
Thank you. Thanks for asking.
Yep. Just want to say I'm 37, so there is somebody in your age bracket that actually is aware enough of what's going on mm-hmm. and actually cares. So,
mm-hmm.
but for Joe, or was a young caller that you had
yeah.
on there earlier,
mm-hmm.
I was just going to say, you know, I get the same thing from people. They're apathetic, don't care, or, you know, they might just label you anti-Semitic when you automatically, you know, point out the media control, the Federal Reserve and everything else, but it doesn't really defer me because everything I tell them is, you know, the truth. So,
mm-hmm.
But
you know what amazes me, Dan? I don't mean to be rude by interrupting, but among these Christians particularly who scoff at people like us and they call us anti-Semites and all the rest of that, well, think about this. Jesus and his message, and then, of course, the message that followed when his followers took over, Jesus was one of these anti-Semitic conspiracy theorists, wasn't he?
In that sense, yes.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. We're not saying anything different than what he was saying 2,000 years ago. He said that there's a power elite at the very top who see themselves as better than everybody else, and they use all kinds of chicanery and lies and brutality
yep.
in seeing that their agenda is met. And he warned everybody about them. And basically, that's the same thing that we're saying. So I find this an amazing thing, particularly among the Christians these days, who find themselves in this very strange relationship with the Zionists, saying that that Christians need to throw all their support behind this godless antichrist experiment in Jewish self-rule known as Israel. But yet we are basically just continuing on this revolution that was begun 2,000 years ago.
You know, and it was interesting. It was about a year ago today, I was at a trade show, and, you know, some of us were just sitting there kind of late at the show, and somehow the whole terrorism thing got up, and I popped up to give my opinion, which is completely not mainstream.
Uh-huh.
But there was one other guy there that knew about the Federal Reserve and about the Rothschild influence in the wars and everything. He goes, and he was very intelligent. He goes, you know, most Christians believe, you know, the one line, if you bless Israel, I will bless thee. And they also still think they're chosen, which you're not. If you're a Christian,
mm-hmm.
you don't believe they are because you
That's
believe
right.
those who accept Christ are. But
That's
my
right.
question, I really wanted to ask you, you're Catholic, right?
Yes, I am.
And why the Catholic Church, I mean, I hear nothing out of them, and I was just going to ask you, you might want to try working with more of the leaders within the church to influence them because you're pretty articulate in what you have to say. But why don't the church, you really don't hear them talk about anything except for abortion.
Okay.
I don't know if
well,
you can
the
make
short,
a mention of that or two. Or, and,
okay. The
go
short
ahead.
Answer to that, Dan, the short answer is that the Catholic Church has been taken over just as most branches of Christianity have. There really are only a pocket of a small number of true Catholics out there, we would call true Catholics. The rest of them have unfortunately fallen by the wayside, like the followers of Falwell and all the rest. Okay, that music means that unfortunately we're going to have to bring this program to a screeching halt. Besides that, I have some livestock to feed. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being very accommodating this week, and hopefully we'll be able to do it again sometime if there's confluence filling in for Michael Collins Piper. Have a good weekend.
It's true.